Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend and taking some time to enjoy fireworks and just to thank the Lord for the nation that we do live in and the freedoms that we enjoy. This past Sunday at our Mount Vernon campus, we spent some time studying John chapter 12, and there Jesus tells us something just really powerful and incredible. In John chapter 12, in verses 25 or so, Jesus says that whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. And then Jesus finishes verse 26 and says, if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. And I love this passage because it reminds me of two specific things. And the first is that God, in his love for the world and for people like you and I, he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus lived perfectly. He then was arrested, tortured, executed on a cross, and his shed blood pays the penalty for the sin of anyone who would call upon his name for salvation. And then on the third day, Jesus rose again, conquering death, and he invites everybody everywhere to trust him and to find salvation in him. And in short, this passage reminds me that Jesus is calling us to do what he himself did, which is to give up his life. And he did so because he loves us, and he is reconciling sinners to the Father by his shed blood. And that is something to celebrate, something to be truly thankful to the Lord for every single day, that God has given us freedom from our sin. God has reconciled us to himself by the shed blood of his son Jesus, and it is so very, very, very good and worth celebrating. But also in the passage, Jesus commands us to essentially imitate him in that. Jesus says, hey, if you love your life, you need to lay it down. You need to follow me, because that's what trusting me looks like, is laying down your life and following me. And I don't know about you, but that's hard, right? It's hard to daily lay down my life, to daily carry my cross as our Lord has commanded us. And that's, again, just a reminder that we always, we need Jesus's active presence by the Holy Spirit in our lives. There's never a day where you don't need Jesus. We never graduate from needing Jesus, because he commands us to lay down our lives for the sake of loving him and loving the people in our lives sacrificially. So let's take a moment and let's pray. And first, let's just praise God for the freedom that we have by living in the U.S., but also, bigger than that, the freedom that we have from slavery to sin through having trusted God's son, Jesus, which I shouldn't have to tell you is way, way better than living in the U.S., the freedom that we have in Christ. And let's also ask the Lord to help us to lay down our lives for the sake of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, to sacrificially give away time, give away money, give away honor, prestige, whatever we can give away, so that we might gain Christ. And so let's ask the Lord to help us in those things. Let's take a moment and pray now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a great, great week. God bless.